We on, aren't we? Can you hear me? We on channel 3? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. You get on that channel, you're all right. It's just good to be saved tonight. I just, a couple months ago, I buried my pastor. He'd have been 91 this August. 3 weeks ago, I buried my sister, North Carolina. And yesterday, we buried E.A. Davis, and I met E.A. Davis in 1985. Been preaching the camp meeting for him since 1985. Just thank the Lord what He's done for us. Amen. What He's going to do tonight. I was in a church, they'd been too long ago, and I says, they said, how long do you preach? I said, how long are y'all going to pray? You pray fast, I'll preach fast. If you don't pray, I'm going to preach anyway. No, amen. I appreciate the pastor letting me preach tonight. It's an honor for me to go into churches and preach and try to exhort some of the Word of God and help them, amen. We need help in these last days. We don't need to be scorned. We need to be lifted up. Amen? But we still got to stay true to the Word of God. Amen? Somebody told me the other day down home, West Virginia, said, I don't know how you're still living. Well, you preach. Well, God's taking care of me. They probably say the same thing about your pastor tonight. We didn't get anything to sugarcoat the Word of God. We didn't get anything to tell you what you want to know. Amen? We got in this thing to preach the Word. Now, I'm glad tonight that we have the Word of God. It's just good to be saved, and God's been good to me. And when I was here, about 4 years ago, wasn't it? It was in the old church. My wife, when I be the Lord, 7 years ago, April the 3rd was 7 years ago, but I'll see her again one day. Amen? By the grace of God. And somebody called me. I went long after my wife died, Pastor, and says, Hey, Brother Joe, you think you're going to get married again? I said, I can't. Why? I'm married to Jesus. I blew their mind. Amen? Well, if you're saved. Amen? But anyway, tonight, God's good. I want to finish the race. I don't want to get sidetracked. Amen? I just want to serve Him. I want to be a servant. I want to be a blessing to you tonight. Amen? And you already been a blessing to me. Let me stand here and say what I've already said. A blessing tonight. All right, if you have your Bibles tonight, go to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. If you want to stand, that's fine. If you don't, that's either way you want to do it. I'm standing if you want to stand. Amen. Let's start reading in verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, though it's not robbed to equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And been found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Brother Wayne, you want to lead us in prayer? Yes, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. It says, wherefore God also hath exalted him and give him a name which is above every name, that at the name of every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth, and the things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Church, I'm glad April 11th, 1969, on a Friday night, about 9 o'clock, I bowed my knee to the Lord. And I confessed my sins. You know what happened? He saved me. By His marvelous grace. And I've been saved ever since. I haven't been lost one second. Hello? About one second we've been lost, brother. So I just want to preach a little while tonight on the name above every name. The name above every name. You know, a good name is a chosen name. Amen? Pastor, there was 13 in my family. There's 11 of us still living now. And someone told my mother many years ago, said, "You're going to run out of names." She said, "No, I'm not going to run out of names. The Bible's full of them." So she named one Joseph. She named one John and one Paul. See, a lot of names, right? Amen? And so, a good name, as Brother Wayne was preaching at the funeral, a good name is better than ointment, isn't it? And Jesus Christ has the best name. Amen? He has a name above every name. I'm glad I bowed in this life. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I've been born again. I'm glad I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I'm glad tonight I know my Redeemer liveth. I'm glad for His marvelous grace of God. Amen? The Bible said, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us, denying and God will us, we should live soberly, right and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope." We don't know when we're leaving, but I'm ready to go, aren't you? Amen? And the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I think we're going to boast tonight, church. I'm going to boast in Jesus. I'm going to exalt Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's the only. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible says, "Been born again of the corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." The Bible said, "He came to His own, and His own received Him not, but as many had received Him, to them gave Him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Oh, thank God for the Word tonight. Thank God for the many blessings. Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there so any other, for there is none other name under heaven to give them men whereby we must be saved." Only one name. Only one salvation. Only one plan of salvation. The Bible said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." No doubt, and Thomas says, "I don't know the way." In other words, Jesus says, "I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me." If you go to heaven, you got to go through Jesus. That's the only way you can get there. He's the only way, He's the truth, and everything we need tonight. Let's read that verse again. "Neither is there shall any other, for there is none other name under heaven to give among men whereby we must be saved." I get excited knowing where I'm going, don't you? I get excited when a pastor calls and says, "Brother Joe, could you come preach a revival or preach a weekend or just preach one service?" I get excited. My wife said, "I like a little boy had a little red wagon." He gets so excited when somebody calls you to preach. I believe a man of God is saved by the marvelous grace of God, and the man of God is called from God to preach the Word of God. He will preach the Word of God. Amen? Somebody said, "Brother Joe," says, "Brother Pritchard, how many people have you preached to only since 1971? "I don't know how many people I've preached to. I don't keep that record. God keeps that record. How many people you saved?" "I haven't saved nobody." "If I save them, I've got to keep them. I can't keep them." Amen? Think about what we have tonight, folks. I was thinking yesterday there at the funeral of Brother Rie, all the years I've been going up to the campground since 85 and preaching the camp meeting since 85 every year. And Brother Ron came up one year and preached for today. They really enjoyed his preaching up there. Maybe come back again in August if you're not tied up and be with us a day or two. Anyway, but God is so good to you and I tonight. We're blessed beyond measure. We are double blessed. Amen? Are you able to get up this morning? Able to put her clothes on this morning? Able to set up and take some nourishment this morning? Able to read the Word of God this morning? Able to pray this morning? Oh, praise God! Nothing no better than that. Amen? When I'm home, I'll get up early in the morning. I'll go out on my porch. My porch is 48 feet long, and if I get so happy, I can run up and down my porch and shout a while and get my exercise. Amen? Amen? Get my exercise. At my age, I need exercise at my age. Amen. Who was it? Was it Caleb, wasn't it? When the Caleb said he's 85, was it Caleb, am I right? Said, I want that mountain. God, I'm going to take that mountain at 85. I'm not 85 yet, but I'm getting there. Amen. Amen. If I live long, I'll be 85. Amen. All right, let's go on. Amen. Hebrews 1, chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. God, who in sundry times had divers manners, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, having these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed for heirs of all things, by whom he made the worlds, who being the bride of his glory, and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, set down on the right hand of the mountain high, being made so much better than what? Than the angels. Hallelujah. I get excited. Do you ever get excited? I was in the church one night, and it was so cold, you could almost skate down the road. I said, I know why y'all not excited. You're dead. A dead person can't shout. A dead person can't say amen. Amen. As he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Oh, praise God tonight, folks. We are so blessed in America. I know a lot of things happen in America, but we're still the best country to be in. I talk about my younger brother, Paul, been in Brazil since 83, I believe, when he went to Brazil. Then his oldest son, Paul Jr., is in Africa, a missionary in Africa. He's building churches in Africa and got a college in Africa right now. Then Paul Jr.'s son, Philip, he's in Africa now, a missionary. Amen. That's my brother's, Paul's grandson. He's over in Africa now, him and his wife and two boys. And so, when Brother Paul announced his calling to go to Brazil, Brother Pastor, my older brother Henry, he says, well, Joe, could you talk him out of going to Brazil? That's a rough country. I ain't talking out of nothing. That's God's word. Not, he's better off in Brazil in the will of God and the United States out of the will of God. So you and I that are saved by the marvelous grace of God, we must be in the will of God. Amen? If you don't, as we're talking today about that young man up there, He needs prayer. We should put him on the prayer list. What is his name? What is his real name? Bucky Davis. Put him on the prayer list. A young man needs some help. Amen. The name of Jesus has changed our life forever. Amen. We have bowed our hearts and souls to him. Isn't that amazing tonight? Aren't you glad tonight that God is able to answer your prayers? God is able to answer your prayers tonight. If the world knew what we had tonight, they would be standing room only in this church and across America. At EA's funeral, wake Monday night, I don't know, they might have been 500 people came through there. They was parked everywhere. Even outside, if outside the fellowship hall was full, wasn't no room to get in the church. And we had the same way yesterday. And I said to Brother Wayne, I said, boy, wouldn't this be a good crowd to preach to? I mean, have their meetings, that many people come out. Well, it used to be that way, didn't it? Used to be that way. When I was at West Side Independent Baptist Church in Cleveland, we was running 200 sometime, 250. Every time somebody come through the door, somebody would get saved or they wouldn't come back. The Holy Ghost was so strong and convict them. You know that? We need the power of God. The only way we're going to have the power of God is preach the Word of God and live what we preach. Hello? Amen? I want to get closer to Him, don't you? How many like to get closer tonight? Get closer to the Lord. We can do that. He just a prayer away. Just come clean with Him. He don't want 98% of your life. He wants 100% of your life. He wants everything. Your life. Amen? Amen? Think about this. Why bow at the name of Jesus? A lot of people say, well, Brother Joe, I'm not going to bow. I think people tell me in Cleveland and West Virginia, other places I've been. I said, oh, yes, you will. You will bow one of these days. You better bow now. You better get your heart right now. Or you will bow one day. His name is the only name which we find salvation. Salvation's in a man, and that man is Jesus. Amen? John 1:12 says, but as many had received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 20:31 says, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. You can't get away around the name of Jesus. He's going to be there forever and forever. Amen. This word is settled in heaven. Somebody told me of that. Our church says, Brother Joe, what are they going to do when they take your Bible? Take my Bible. Well, it's still in heaven. They can burn all these Bibles. The Word of God is still in heaven. Amen. When we get there, that Word will judge us. Amen. It'll judge us when we get there. Acts 2:21 says, and it came to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Shall be saved. Neither is there salvation in other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Save it. Say it with me. It won't hurt. It'll make a devil mad. Shall be saved. Amen. Shall be saved. 1 John 3:23 said, and this is the commandment that we should believe on the name of the Son of God and love one another as He gave us commandments. Oh, pray. I know what you're talking about. I'm going to turn this thing over. I'm not terrified. Amen. We put some bolts down and anchor it down. Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad tonight you're saved? Aren't you glad you're on the way to heaven? I think, Brother Ron, you mean the wife's married all. I still think about my wife all the time. I mean, it's just, I guess it's just a natural nature to do that. But I'll see her again one day. When was old Brother Doug's? You preached. What day was you? You remember what day was? What was that? Monday, okay. Well, Thursday night, to give an invitation for husband and wives to come to the altar. You talk about somebody to get broke up. My wife went there to go to the altar with me. But I went to the altar. I went on to the altar. Then after people took their seats, I said, Brother Doug, I don't mean to disturb the service. I don't mean to do anything out of the will of the Lord, but could I say something? He said, help yourself. I must have preached for 30, 35 minutes. Running up down the aisles preaching. What am I getting at? I sit down. I couldn't sit down. I had to get back up again. Have you been there? After I really sit down, it was a popcorn service. We didn't get out till 11 o'clock at night. And they didn't want to go. After that, they went to the fellowship hall. It's nothing out of it. Just obey God. Just obey God. Amen? Obey God. His name is the only name which we can find forgiveness. Amen. Of sins. Acts 13:38 says, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins." Oh, thank God. 1 John 2:12 says, "I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake." Oh, it's just... All right. His name is the only name through which we find answer to prayer. Without him, we can do nothing. I preached a message last Wednesday night at our church on a Wednesday night, abiding in Christ. You must abide in Christ to get your prayers answered. You must be in fellowship one with another to get your prayers answered. You must be in fellowship with your wife and husband to get your prayers answered. They'd be hindered if you're not. Amen. John 14:13-14 says, "And what do you ask in my name? That I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do." The will of God. Will of God. Let's put this in it. If we walk in the light, as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all cleanses. Clean. Clean. His name is the only name in which we find victory over sin and Satan. Amen? Luke 10:17 says, "And when the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Have you ever been in a crowded place? It seems like nothing, you can't get waited on. You start naming the name of Jesus, and the first thing you know, you've got the whole place for yourself. I done that at Tacklefield one day. I got a tank of gas, passing one of those, you know, right there at the crossroads at Chapmanville where I live, 5.5 miles from Chapmanville. I went in, I got paid for my gas, and there's a line from here at that door buying lottery tickets. And I told the guy at the counter, I said, "You should have a different place to buy lottery tickets. I want to buy my gas. I got to get out of here." "Well, take your time." I said, "Jesus!" It echoed all through that store. He looked. I said, "He's the Savior of the world." It didn't take long. They cleaned out. He took my money. And I said, "I don't think I'll be back. I ain't been back since. I haven't been back." They got plenty of places to buy gas. We don't sell them lottery tickets. Amen. You don't believe in playing lottery, do you? No, sir. Yeah, I know. This one preacher said, he said, "I wouldn't care to play the lottery, but if I'd win, my name would be in the paper." I said, "Brother, you better not even fool with it. Didn't even think about it. It's like strong drink, isn't it?" We was, amen. Yes. Romans 7:24-25 says, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So with the mind of myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." I'm glad we have a Savior. Amen. His name is the only name through which we can find assurance. Not insurance. Not homeowner's insurance. Not car insurance. Not crop insurance. Eternal life insurance. The Bible says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption." My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life. That's good enough, isn't it? That's good enough. Eternal life. That'll take us to heaven, amen? Aren't you glad for that this evening? Oh, find assurance. 1 John 5:13. "These things I have written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Eternal life. That's a blessing, isn't it? I don't know if Pastor, well, you know Brother Dana Williams. He's a evangelist, been on the field for a long time. He's just been in our church. Do you know Brother Dana? Okay. He was in our church at Westside. He preached when he was in high school, preached on the street. You got a brother, Joe Williams. I don't know if you've ever met his brother, not Joe Williams. He told me one day before he left Cleveland in 1973, went to school in South Carolina. He stayed down there and started pastoring a church in his evangelist. He said, I told the Lord one day, if I lose my salvation, it's your fault. He said, Lord, if I lose my salvation, it's your fault. You said you're going to keep me. And he will. Amen. He will. He will. Yeah, me and Brother Dana preached a lot of times on the street there in Cleveland, down at the West Side Market. Amen. God's so good to us. The only name in which God has placed His authority. His authority. Ephesians 1:18-23 says, the eyes of your understanding have been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of His glory of inheriting the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. He's got the final authority, isn't He? For above all principalities and powers and might and dominions, that every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, and hath gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the full of Him that filleth all in all. Matthew 28:18, and Jesus said, and Jesus came and spake, all, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. All right. His name is the only name which brings condemnation. It'll bring condemnation. John 3:18. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. In Revelation 15:4 says, Who shall not fear Thee, O Lord, and glorify Thy name? For Thou art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before Thee, for Thy judgment are made manifest. Aren't you glad tonight? Time's getting away. But I want to give you about three more things. That'll be all right. His name is wonderful. His name is marvelous. His name is exciting. His name is surprising. His name is powerful. His name is supernatural. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Listen to this. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Is He. Bow down before Him and love Him, adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. Amen. It's a wonderful name, isn't it? He's not only that, He's a counselor. He's our counselor tonight. You know, the Word of God will answer all your problems and all your questions. Just got to get in there and look at that. I was preaching one night and somebody wanted to know where this scripture was. I use it, not this Bible, but I use the outline of it in my Bible. I said, I'll tell you how you can find it. Go to Genesis and start reading Genesis and go to Revelations. And when you find it, mark it, you know where it is the next time. It'll work, won't it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. It'll work. Amen. He's a counselor. What does a counselor do? Give advice for a purpose, to devise or a plan, to conspire, to manage, like court cases, you got a counselor. Listen to this. He counseled when my heart is troubled. He counseled me yesterday with EA, last few days. Brother Wayne called me Friday morning, or he's on the way up, but he went up to EA's, and he called me after Brother EA went on to be with the Lord. And I said, well, I'll see you tomorrow evening. The Lord's will, I'll see you. I got my brother. I had a appointment to preach in Virginia this Sunday, and my brother, I called him, he took that appointment for me, and I said, I'll be there. I drove 653 miles Saturday. I got up at 4:20 in the morning. I got left at 4:20 my home. I had the car ready to go. I left at 4:20, and 11 hours I pulled in and slipped the door of his house over there. Somebody said, "Are you tired?" I said, "Not really. I'm tired, but not really tired. I know you drive a lot, you know." You know what helps me on the road when I'm driving? Preaching tapes and singing tapes. I put a tape in there, and I listen to about four messages come across, and I don't know how many songs I listen to. Amen. For thing you know, you're there. Amen. Not like the kids in the back. Are we there, Dad? Are we there yet? Amen. A counselor. He counsels me when my heart is troubled. He counsels me when my faith is dry. He counsels me when my integrity is tempted. Amen. He's a counselor for us. Amen. He's the God Almighty. He's strong, powerful, great, authoritative. Or degree. He's everything we need tonight. He's everything you need. You just need more Jesus. More faith. Well, brother, I've had him say, "Brother Pritchard, how can I have more faith?" Read the Bible. Study the Bible. Rightly divide the Bible. Dispensation, rightly divided. God will build your faith. Amen. The Lord is, He's mighty. Listen to this. He is mighty when I'm weak. He is mighty when my enemy is strong. He is mighty when the waves wind and roll, waves roll over my soul. He is mighty when the impossible becomes profitable. He restores, he is his resource of power. He can do anything when he wants to. One thing God can't do, he can't lie. But anything else. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God let me come this way tonight. I tell you, I am, folks. I'm so glad that Wayne put up with me a couple of days, you know. No, I met Wayne. When was it, Wayne, when I met you in Cleveland? '83. No, it was before then. '76. Yeah, I got married January the 3rd. 1962, and was living in West Virginia, went back to Cleveland, got my old job back driving truck, and stayed there until 98. So I met Wayne back in the 70s. Had a lot of good times together. Had a lot of heartaches together. A lot of we've cried a lot together. God brought us through. Amen. He's an everlasting Father, isn't he? As a Father, he loves me. As a Father, he has pity on me. As a Father, he directs me. As a Father, he corrects me. As a Father, he protects me. As a Father, he provides for me. As a Father, he will never leave and forsake me. Amen. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He brings stability to my troubled soul. He brings rest to the restless. He brings hope to the hopeless. He brings victory out of defeat. He is the first of 10,000 to my soul. There is none before him. There will be none after him. He is the manifestation of peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Master of Peace. Do you know him tonight as your Savior? Let me give you this and I'll bring it to close. The architect in the he is the architect and the chief cornerstone. To the astrometer, he is a bright and morning star. To the butcher, he's the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world. To the baker, he's the bread of life. To the carpenter, he's the master builder. To the diplomat, he's the Prince of Peace. To the doctor, he's the great physician. To the educator, he's the master teacher. To the electrician, he's the light of the world. And to the farmer, he is the Lord of the harvest. Just some thoughts. Just some good thoughts. All right, amen. I appreciate you tonight, folks. Father, we thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for being here, the Lord. Lord, I pray you bless each and every heart. Steer the hearts. Give us a great revival down through the days to come, Father. We'll praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.